Welcome to the Saturday Examen. During this week, we have heard scriptural passages of warning and of judgment. But they're not to be heard as threats, but rather as invitations to take our discipleship seriously. The book of the Apocalypse speaks of war in heaven between God's angels and those of Satan. It has familiar resonances with the two standards meditation of the Ignatian spiritual exercises. We are invited on a daily basis to make choices for Christ and his kingdom. This affects our life, both in a broad sense and in every small option and choice we make regarding our response to God's initiatives in our lives and how we behave towards one another. Satan is named as the deceiver of the whole world. God's grace invites us daily to discern between truth and deception, in matters both great and small. Jesus speaks of the cost of discipleship, and also of how disciples are to live in imitation of his own mercy to others, even those hostile to him. Have you experienced the cost of discipleship in the choices that you have made in your own life? Jesus offers us a little child as the model for discipleship. How does this speak to you in the context of your own life as a follower of Christ? What would being like a little child be like for you? We have other role models in the lives of this week's saints. Thérèse of Lisieux advocated the little way, taking seriously the apparently trivial and unimportant elements of daily life as a way to become more aware of the God-given gift of each moment. Take some time now to think about such moments in your day-to-day and during the week. Francis of Assisi saw all creation as praising God. How does his teaching help you to become more aware of the God who is alive in all of creation? The letter to Timothy reminds us that self-discipline is a gift from God. We are reassured that the Holy Spirit lives in us and that we can rely on God's power, shining through our human weakness. As we end this examen, what gifts do you want to ask of God? And what do you want to say in thanksgiving? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.